Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, and don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, today's weather, today's weather is 69 degrees right now in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 85 degrees with a slight chance of rain, which, you know, that means that it'll probably rain. It'll probably rain a little bit on us. You know, I guess that's the way it is at this time of year. Okay, it's again, it's 69 degrees right now. We're looking at a high of 85. Tomorrow, a high of 83 and a chance of rain. Friday, a good chance of rain in 74. Saturday, a good chance of rain in 76. Sunday, 80 and a chance of rain. Okay, so, you know, looks like this, you know, I think, is this the first week of fall or something like that? Or this coming weekend is this the first weekend of fall or something like that? And I guess, you know, this is the weather we get at this time of year, right? Now, today's word of the day is, and it equinox is a noun, it's spelled E-Q-U-I-N-O-X. Equinox, and the first meaning of equinox is either of the two points on the celestial sphere where the celestial equator intersects the ecliptic. Okay, and the second meaning of equinox is either of the two times each year, as about March 21st and September 23rd, when the sun crosses the equator and the day and night are everywhere on Earth of approximately equal length. Okay. And what's today? Today is September 23rd, right? So today is the equinox. That's pretty wild. I guess that's why they had it as a word of the day today, because it means either of the two times each year, as about March 21st and September 23rd, when the sun crosses the equator and day and night are everywhere on Earth of approximately equal length. Okay, so that's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, equinox. That's your word of the day. Now, today's power goal quotation is, and it's pretty short, to win, you have to have the talent and desire. Desire is first. Okay? I'll let that sink in for a second. It says, to win, you have to have the talent and desire, but desire is first. Okay? And you know, you can see that a lot of people. And you can see it in sports, you can see it in politics, you can see it in everything, okay? Where people have talent, you know, people have talent, but they don't have the desire to do it, okay? You know, they say he's good at what he does, but he just, you know, he just doesn't want to do it. So he you know, he's good at it, but he doesn't have the desire to do it. I know my sister-in-law is a very good drawer. And what I mean by drawer is she can draw. Okay, she can draw. But she doesn't have the desire to draw. All right? So she's got the talent, but the desire is not there. And you have to have the talent and the desire, okay, to do it. All right, so let's get right into today's episode. And today's episode is entitled, Racial Profiling Hits a High School Student in Texas. And this story has been out for maybe a couple of weeks, but I wanted to do it before, and I really didn't, you know, catch up on it until today. So, you know, I had it in my shows, but today I wanted to do this show on this high school student in Texas. Now, the reason that I'm doing this is to bring awareness to my audience, and maybe you guys can transfer this on to some of your kids that are maybe in high school or even elementary school and middle school. And you can even send it, you know, you can even tell this to people at work that may not know this. But racial profiling, you know, has always been in America. it's been in America since I can remember. And I'm 51 years old. And even before my time, you know, black people were racially profiled, Native Americans racially profiled, and now it's not just African American people or black people who get racially profiled. And this is a story that lets you guys know that racial profiling is not just amongst black people. Okay. Now this kid, I think 14 years old, lives in Irving, Texas. And I know about Irving, Texas. I had some business in Irving, Texas. We used to go there once a month a few years ago to help out in business. And and there, you know, I guess, you know, it seems like a great town to me. But this kid lived in Irving, Texas, going to high school there. And his name was Ahmed Muhammad. Okay, Ahmed Muhammad. And immediately, when you hear that name, you think of someone who's definitely not American. You think of someone from somewhere across the water. Muhammad makes you think of a Muslim person. You think about, you know, Muhammad Ali was a Muslim. I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he is a Muslim. And that's what you think, because we've been, tooled to do that. And just like you hear kids today who are named, you know, weird stuff like Shamika, Antoinette, all this kind of stuff make you think that that's an African-American kid or an African-American woman or whatever. Okay, so so that's profiling, right? Now, this kid, Ahmed Muhammad, 14 years old in high school, they were challenged to come up with a science project in school. Now, this kid wants to be an engineer one day, okay? So he goes home and he deals his thing and he makes up, he builds his own clock, okay? He builds a clock. And the clock that he built, you can see it online at CNN News, but this clock looks crazy, right? So he takes the clock in. It's a homemade clock that he built. He takes the clock in to school to share with his teachers, thinking that he's doing something great, wanting to show the teachers that he's, you know, he's made up a clock. He's built a clock from scratch. Now, the teacher sees the clock, and she thinks that this kid has brought a bomb to school, okay? You know how you see on TV where people make these bombs, and they have these little wires going to them and all this stuff, and they explode and kill people, right? So the teacher thought that he had brought a bomb to class, and she alerted the school officials. They called the police. The police come, and the police arrest this kid. Now, let's tune back just a minute, okay? Now, if this had been a black kid or a white kid, or maybe a Native American kid, an Asian kid, which I say, you know, Chinese or something like that, that wouldn't have been thought of. They wouldn't have. And I'm saying this because I keep my show 100. I'm saying this because this is true. This is America. Okay? But these people in America racially profile people. That's the way we're told. That's the way that the news and things like that tell us to be. And we watch the news. And what I'm saying is that this kid was racially profiled because he's a Muslim. Ahmed Muhammad is a Muslim. Okay? His folks are Muslim. They're from Sudan. And we equate bombs and stuff like that to Muslim people. Okay? And you know, because we equate these terrorists and these bombs and stuff like that to Muslim people because, you know, they've been in the news for doing this type of stuff, creating havoc. Okay, and I'm not sure what nationality or what race, what's the guy's name, Bin Laden was of, but I believe, you know, I don't know for sure, but I believe Bin Laden was Muslim, okay? And these Muslims hate America. They don't hate America because of black people in America. They don't hate America because of the Indians in America. They don't hate America because of the Asians in America. None of the other races, but they do hate America because of the white people in America and what they have done over the years in America. And America profiles other races. Okay? And because of this profiling, this kid got arrested in Texas for bringing a homemade clock to class. He gets arrested for bringing a homemade clock to class. Okay? And it was an English teacher who got spooked and reported a med to the principal, the police said. But it says that we always ask our students and staff to immediately report if they observe any suspicious items and or suspicious behavior. Okay? If something is out of the ordinary, the information should be reported immediately to a school administrator and or the police so it can be addressed right away. We will always take necessary precautions to protect our students and keep our school community as safe as possible. Okay? And then it says here in high school, none of the teachers know what I can do. This is what a med told the paper while the soldered metal and played around with a cable. And you know, he was at home and he was talking to the reporters. Okay. And he said that the lady said, you know, it looks like a bum. I told her it doesn't look like a bum to me, you know. So the little boy is very innocent and all. But a couple of comments said, they really hope these guys are absolutely ashamed for possibly ruining the ingenuity of one bright kid who made a clock, for crying out loud. What kind of education does your professors have? David Velez wrote on the school's Facebook page, it sounds like they're the ones that need to be going back to school. Shame on your school and its administration for arresting Ahmed Muhammad. Way to stifle a kid's creativity and energy. I hope you're all replaced with compassionate, non-racist administrators and teachers. And, you know, but what has happened since is that Obama has invited this kid to the White House for Astronomers Day. And when NASA comes to the White House, he wants this kid to be there and to listen. And I think that sometimes when we get into something and we start to racially profile people, then, you know, it goes way out of context. I mean, what I'm saying is that I know we're suspicious of Muslim people because we've been attacked by Muslim people. I know that. Okay. And I know that, you know, I don't know what I would have done in that situation. All I'm saying is, why, you know, okay, you think the kid brought a bum to school. Okay, you call the police and this and that. Well, check this thing out. Find out if it's a bum. Why are you arresting the kid? You know, this kid went to jail. 14 years old, he went to jail. He didn't go to the principal's office for this. They arrested him, put him in handcuffs, and took him to jail. Okay, and now the kid's parents are taking him out of the school, putting him in a different school, you know, across town. Now this school have possibly lost one of the most brilliant kids in the school for racially profiling this kid. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, again, what I'm saying to my audience is, if you have kids, this and that, you know, you have to talk to your kids. I mean, you have to let your kids know that you're in a country that is racially divided. Some people can't do things based on their race. Some people can't go places based on their race. And it's no secret. But you have to educate your kids and tell them about this and keep them out of harm's way. Because, you know, we don't know when it's going to get better. All right? I think it's gradually getting better, but we don't know when it's going to be clear. It probably won't be in our lifetimes. But you have to educate your kids. I mean, when I was growing up, my mom told me, you know, places that I couldn't go, things that I couldn't do, because of who I am. Not who I am, or anything like that, but it's all based on your race and the color of your skin. Nothing else. And that's America. But we live in America and we have to deal with it, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on this subject. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about another thing that we're a growing problem in America, which is this transgender. These people who are males or females who want to be females. Now, there's a kid in high school that is a transgender. Okay. Now, he hadn't had any, you know, surgeries or anything like that, but he says he's transgender. He dresses like a girl or a woman, a female, I'm going to say, and he wears his hair back and pinned up like a female, wears earrings and all this long earrings. I mean, you got guys now that wear earrings, but this guy wear long earrings and things like that, like a girl. I mean, you can tell, you can look at him and tell he's a guy, or I can, but he's transgender. He wants to be a female. So in high school, they're in uproar because he's using the female or the women's facilities, women's locker room, women's bathroom, and things like that. And the other young ladies in the school are not good with that. Okay? And that's a legitimate concern. I wouldn't mind a female being in my locker room, but that's different. Okay? But you got a male in the locker room of the females, and you got a male in the bathroom of the females. Okay? And so they're talking of putting in a whole new bathroom and locker room facility just for transgenders at that school. Just for this guy. And this guy said, I don't want that, because now you're going to segregate me. And I'm gonna be, you're segregating me, and that's against the law based on race, sex, nationality, stuff like that, which is, we know that's a bunch of bull, right? So now they got a bigger problem, a problem that they can't figure out. Well, we brought that problem on ourselves. You go to the higher courts and you give people the opening to have same-sex marriages. You're giving all this stuff. You're bringing new laws into play for all this transgender and homosexuality in America that we didn't have years ago. And now It's causing big problems. But yeah, and it's going to cause more problems. You've opened up, I'm talking to the government, you've opened up a can of worms. Okay, you opened up another can of worms. And it's only going to get bigger. Because now you got all these people coming out of the closet saying, aha, I don't have to hide anymore. Yeah, put in me a new bathroom. Yeah, put in a new locker room for us transgenders. That's going to cost money to do that. And ultimately, who's going to pay for that? The taxpayers. You talk about raising taxes, yeah. That's going to raise your taxes. Because of transgenders. Y'all don't think so? You watch and see. Now, and, you know, if you go back to the story of the racial profiling to the high school student, that's, you know, that's a problem in America. That's an American problem that's been here for longer than I have, longer than you have. And no one knows how to fix it. No one knows how to fix it. It's there. I don't know how to fix it. Do you? I mean, it's just something that just tears down America, not only in the eyes of people here. I mean, like I said, you got good people in every race and you got bad people in every race. It doesn't matter if they're black, white, Muslim, Indian, Latino, whatever they are. You got good people in every race and you got bad people in every race. Okay? So you have to teach your kids to be good people. But the only way that you're going to teach your kids to be good people is if you are good people. If you're not good people, you're going to teach your kids not to be good because that's all you know. Okay? That's all you know. I was brought up in a household where I wasn't, my mom taught me not to be scared of anybody. White, black, Latino, Chinese, I don't care what they are. I'm not scared of anybody. No one intimidates me. And that's what I teach my kids. Don't be intimidated by no one. I was telling my daughter over the weekend, she's in college and she's about to graduate college. What I'm saying is, you know, you talk about people having 4.0 grade point averages through college and all this stuff. She isn't a 4.0 student, but she's in the mid threes, okay? But what I'm saying is that just because you're a 4.0 student, that doesn't make her better than you. That doesn't make her better than you. What she may be better at is her studies. She's got a better way of studying. She got a better way of retaining stuff, but that doesn't make her better than you. There are dentists and doctors out here who were not 4.0 students. But they're still dentists and doctors. They still are great, having a great lifestyle. They're still making money and doing things that they love to do. But they weren't 4.0 students. If they were, we wouldn't have many doctors. We wouldn't have many attorneys. We wouldn't have many CPAs. We wouldn't have many dentists. We wouldn't have many if you had to be a 4.0 student. The next time you go into your doctor's office or your dentist's office, you look on that wall, you'll see they're what you call it, their degrees on the wall that they got from college and dental school and stuff like that. You look on there and you tell me where it says, here's Dr. William Smith, graduated from the University of Virginia with a 4.0 in something biology. You have William Smith graduated from the such and such dental school with a 4.0. It doesn't say that. You have William Smith. He had a C average in dental school. It doesn't say that. All it says is the University of Georgia proudly certifies that Dr. William Smith is a something, something, something of dentistry. It doesn't say where his grade point average was. This guy could have been a C student. So you got to teach your kids that it doesn't matter it matters what your grades are. You can't fail. But it doesn't matter what grades you make in school. It matters is that you hold on and you make it through school. Because once you get that diploma, it's not going to tell anybody what your grade point average was in school. It's not going to tell anybody that you was a C student or A student. It's not going to say that. It's not going to say that. So you teach your kids to hang on, be persistent through school, and graduate. That's the key to having the lifestyle that you want, is to go through school and graduate. No matter what the cost, if that's what you want to do, then do it. Like the quote I gave earlier was, I quote, to win, you have to have the talent and desire. But desire is first. Desire is first. A lot of people got talent. People have talent. But a lot of people don't have the desire to hone that talent, to be the best at it. I knew a kid went to the University of Georgia. Parents well off. He part of the Coca-Cola family. Parents well off, went to the University of Georgia, played baseball in high school, went to the University of Georgia to play baseball, was a left-handed pitcher. Okay, everybody looks for left-handed pitchers. They're scarce in the professional baseball. And he could pitch. He was decent. I wouldn't say he was the best, but he was decent. Now, this guy goes to the University of Georgia and pitches for 4 years in Georgia baseball. They brought him in. The Mets wanted him to come to their farm team. They took him to New York for the farm team. He went up there and worked out and this and that. Now, this kid got money. The baseball team in New York, he quit the Mets. Come back home, get married to his high school sweetheart, and now, you know, he's a pitching coach or something, doing something with the University of Georgia baseball team. When I think that he could have gone to the majors probably and been making millions of dollars. But he didn't have the desire to do that, because he's got a silver spoon in his mouth already. That's why you see the people that make it into professional sports that make a lot of money. You look at their stories. These kids came from nothing. From nothing. But they had somebody behind them that kept telling them, you can do it. And they had a desire to do it, the desire to make it, because they had nothing growing up. Nothing. Well, you don't hear about rich kids going on into professional sports and doing all this stuff and making millions of dollars. They don't have the desire to do it. And that's the key. Hey, guys, thank you for being a part of the show. I had a big listening audience today, and I appreciate that. And join me tomorrow, guys. I have another big story for you, and we'll talk more about how to keep this thing going as you move about your life. I'm with you. You're with me. I'm learning as you learn, putting out 100% facts to you every day as I see them. All right? Take care of yourselves, guys, and have a great day. This is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Because ain't nobody gonna stop us now.